The long and short of it, Chapter 4. With a solid smack to her alarm clock, Sergeant Nocturnal Pike greeted the new day. She was not a morning pony, no matter how late that morning may be. Maybe it was genetic? Or maybe Celestia was a tribalist, making the sun shine harder on the Thestral race. Either way, Pike would likely never know.
I hate mornings.
Though she had to admit she didn't mind the morning that she'd woken up and snuggled against Anon. Forcing her eyes open against the light, she remembered one of the hard truths of life. As much fun as lying down and cursing the sun was, no pony ever got back to work by being all out. So in a unique feat of athletic prowess, thank you special talents, she deftly and literally rolled out of bed, sticking a perfect 10-point landing. Now that she was out of bed, she could begin her routine for actually waking up, starting with a nice long shower. After a brisk trot to the bathroom, Pike wasted no time in getting her morning underway. With a few scrubs in those hard-to-reach places, a little touch-up to her fangs to keep them at maximum sharpness, and of course a bit of marescaping to give her tuft the perfect combination of shape and fluff, her morning routine was complete.
Well, not quite.
No morning would be complete if she didn't admire herself in the mirror for at least a little bit.
Oh yeah, spread those wings, flex those forelegs. This is the body that gets the stallions dropping. This is the body that gets work done. And this is the body that spent all night snuggle deep in Anon's big, strong, sexy forelegs.
Her face turned a little red at that last thought, and along with that blush came today's worries. Whatever Pike did, she could not let her squadmates know that happened. She almost hoped that they wouldn't even ask, but it was a foregone conclusion that they would assail her with the inevitable battery of questions.
So, did you do your signature move on him? How fast did you get him to come? Did you even bother getting his address?
And so forth. Sure, she could admit that they just cuddled and hung out, but that would be an unacceptable blow to her reputation. Macho mares bang stallions and call it a night. They don't get emotionally invested. She'd just have to improvise. Pike didn't actually have any intentions to lie, per se. She just stretched the truth a tad. However, that meant she had to figure out what to actually say. Which she'd have plenty of time to do on a nice leisurely walk to the barracks. Sure, she could just fly to get there way faster, but for once, she wanted to take advantage of her stubby little legs. As she knew all too well, stubby legs meant a long walk, but in this case, a long walk meant a long time to think. And a long time to think means that she'd be more likely to have a story ready that the mares would buy.
Yes!
So with what was surely a 100% foolproof plan, Pike set off to work. Astral Blade was sitting around, waiting for her best sis and boss, Nocturnal Pike, to get here. She wasn't actually late, Astral was just used to her being there early. So as far as she was concerned, Pike was pretty fucking late, and bouncing a ball off the wall was getting really boring. It was just toss, boing, catch, repeat. The Thestral mare was sure if Pike was there, she'd tell Astral that she was using the time perfectly to hone her skills. And seeing as her combat role and special talent were in throwing small projectiles with pinpoint accuracy, Pike technically wouldn't be wrong. But that was the difference between her and the sergeant. Pike could do the same thing over and over again for hours. But Astral? She just got so damn bored. After her most recent catch, she decided that she'd well and truly had enough of this, and allowed the ball to rest in the claw of her wing. That left her with nothing to focus on, however, so her eyes began to desperately wander the room, hoping for something to occupy her time and attention.
Hey, over there in the corner, it's the rookie, and she's... Is she praying?
Sure enough, the rookie was on her knees, head bowed, and, assuming Astral hadn't lost her skills at reading lips, was mouthing something along the lines of... Oh, sweet merciful Luna, please let Sergeant Pike have changed her mind about my assignments.
Oh, Mare.
Astral remembered when she first got the blue shift. It honestly wasn't as bad as every pony made it seem, but it was still pretty bad. Before she could ruminate on this further, however, the sound of an opening door signaled her much-needed reprieve from monotony.
There she is.
Nocturnal Pike made her belated entrance, which meant it was time, of course, for their customary greeting. A time-honored tradition, where an Astral spiked her ball right at the sergeant as she walked in.
Ready? Aim? Fire!
Luna's teats!
Right in the snoot! How... unexpected.
Sure, technically that's what she'd been trying to do, but Astral never really expected to actually land a hit. Man, Pike must have been deep in thought about something. She'd never been able to catch her off guard like that.
Haha, gotcha!
Stars above, did you have to go for the muzzle, Astral?
Of course. If I don't keep you on your hoof tips, then who will?
She glibly retorted, before cantering over and giving the short mare a slap on the back.
Now, what's on your mind?
What? Oh, come on, Pike. You know I never would have been able to nail you like that if you weren't supremely distracted.
Astral gave her a second to roll her eyes, and grudgingly acquiesce.
Don't tell me you're still thinking about that stallion from the bar.
The scrunching of her face was all the confirmation Astral needed.
He seemed pretty into it when you left last night. What, did you get a case of whiskey cunt at the last minute?
Nocturnal Pike raised an eyebrow.
Pfft, don't be an idiot, of course not.
Sheesh, Astral, are you really putting me through the ringer here?
Come on, Pike, it's nothing to be ashamed of. The amount of drinks that you pounded, any mare would have a tough time getting it flowing after that.
Oh, so that's how it's gonna be.
A devilish smile crossed Pike's face.
Gee, Astral, you seem interested in my cunt all of a sudden. Discover something about yourself while I was away, you dyke? Don't you wish, you fruit bat. Everybody knows all those stallions that you bed are just for show.
The two of them shared a hearty laugh at that, the kind of laugh only best friends could.
Score. Questions dodged.
Pike returned Astral's previous slap on the back. It was more like a slap on the side, though, since her four legs didn't reach that far.
Alright, quit your lollygagging. Falls in a few minutes. Start gathering the others and make sure the rookie hasn't started communing with the stars back there.
Pike cast her attention back to said rookie. She'd originally seen the prostrated mare when she walked in. She was also pretty sure she saw her foaming a little at the mouth.
Jeez, she's really stressed out about this.
Pike felt kinda bad, but not bad enough to change the patrols that she was about to give her. Turning her attention back to her number two, Astral gave a mock salute and grinned.
Aye aye, ma'am.
It was about 30 minutes later. Fallen had passed without incident, and before long, things fell into routine. Specifically a training routine, and Nocturnal Pike's squad was out in the yard and working hard. Technically, the sergeant should have been distributing patrol schedules right then, but Stable Sepulcher needed some extra time to get her day's squad's assignment sorted. Pike figured that she'd give it to her, seeing as both she and one of her squad mares had foals on the way. Pike wouldn't envy scheduling around one maternity leave, much less one plus her own. And since the evening transition shift is all about cooperation and camaraderie between the day guard and night guard, yada yada yada, well, Pike figured she'd throw a proverbial bone and let her have the extra time. But that was all for later. Right now, all that Pike and her squad would be focusing on is honing their bodies into the razor-sharp blades they should be. So there the 11 of them were going about their various exercises in the night guard training yard. Sure, Pike could have spent the time going around individually micromanaging all of their workouts, but she generally trusted them to do what they needed to do, and as such, left them to it. The night guard always played fast and loose with regulations, and while those uptight parade fillies who call themselves the day guard always gave them guff for it, there was no arguing with the results. Pike's unit ran like a well-oiled machine. Her plan was to spend the evening wailing on a training dummy, as she often did. Rolling between the legs, kicking off into the air, diving onto their back, and striking between the shoulders. That's a move that she'd been working on for a while. In theory, it would be a great technique for taking down opponents sufficiently larger than herself. In fact, it would work perfectly on some pony anon-sized. The basic idea was to catch them off guard with a roll, and then strike their back before they could create any sort of defense against the aerial assault. She was landing it pretty consistently, but not consistently enough that she was willing to try it out in a sparring session, or, Luna forbid, a real-life attack on the castle. So she stood in the training fields, drilling it into muscle memory. Roll, jump, dive, strike. Roll, jump, dive, strike.
Ha! Take that! I told him I'm not a midget, I'm a whole 2 inches taller than a midget!
Roll, jump, dive, strike.
Pow! That'll teach her to call me a marlet!
Roll, jump, dive, strike.
I'm not a wee little filly just because I like being snuggled into a nun, I'm not!
Roll, jump, dive, strike.
Pike!
The short Thestral skidded to a stop halfway through a roll.
What, Astral? Can't you see a-
Having her concentration broken allowed Pike to finally notice the sun was about to pass under the horizon, and that she and Astral were the only ponies still in the yard, which could only mean that several hours had already passed.
Luna's teats, Pike, I've been calling your name for 5 minutes!
She pointed a hoof towards the entrance of the mess hall.
Lunch bell!
Technically it was the dinner bell, but to the evening shifters, it was the de facto lunch bell.
Really? Thanks. Definitely got a little too in the zone there.
Astral grinned.
That's what I'm here for.
Nocturnal Pike and the rest of Ramirez had finally sat down for a fine meal. Some tripe that the mess sergeant was trying to pass off as moth hash with some oversteamed greens and a bit of mango on the side. And man, was she ever thanking the stars above for that bit of mango. Despite the subpar meal, the mare seemed to be in good spirits. Every pony was crammed into one table and telling tales of what shenanigans they got up to on their time off.
So I just got done telling my cool friend that he shouldn't have to pay when the shaved head neon stallion runs up to our table and starts screaming at me how, and I quote, "You're just a pawn to the matriarchy, you bigot. He can pay as much as he wants to." And my cool friend, bless his heart, just says, "No, it's all right. She can pay." I thought the stallion's head was gonna explode. That's insane.
Fucking stallionists, unbelievable.
A certain hooded squad mare of theirs spoke up.
Hey, speaking of neon stallions.
And there Pike was hoping everyone would forget. As much as she wanted to glare daggers at the mare who brought it up, she resisted.
"I'll buck you, cloak and dagger."
Said mare continued on.
"I'm surprised that you haven't regaled us with the tale of your night after you left the bar, Sarge."
Trying valiantly not to look as sheepish as she felt, Pike put on her best I am indifferent face, and shrugged.
"Eh, not much to tell."
Some pony Pike wasn't looking at, but she was pretty sure it was night sky, shouted from the back end of the table.
"That's never stopped you before!"
And while the table started laughing, Pike's gears were busy turning.
"Go buck yourself, Sky!"
Sky didn't let up, leaning in from across the table.
Come on, Pike, did you at least do your signature move on him?
Oh, she'd prepared for that one.
Nope, of course! I sucked the landing and he was out as soon as we hit the sheets.
Which technically wasn't untrue, though she had fallen asleep shortly after hitting the sheets, nestled in his forelegs. As expected, this was enough cause for cheers and laughter.
Haha, alright, Pike! On top of him as always. Did you even bother to remember his address?
She'd prepared that one too. Sliding into the most nonchalant pose she could, Pike responded with as much indifference as possible.
Well, he certainly made sure I had it.
As the table erupted into another round of chortling congratulations, she felt a sense of pride.
Crisis averted, image preserved.
But as she sat in her seat feeling smug, she felt to notice the deep look of suspicion Astral Blade had affixed to her, before she'd quickly hidden it away. As the laughter died down, the table lapsed into brief silence, one which ended as soon as some other mare decided to take her chance to launch a story about an awkward encounter that she had with a Cadenzian missionary. Pike took the opportunity to return to her meal.
Gotta love mango.
Once the team had finished consuming the edible parts of their meals, Nocturnal Pike and her squad soon departed the mess. They'd all been directed to go to the conference room, where Pike felt herself being hoisted into the air.
Hey, what the fuck? Who's the dead pony that has the golden mare handle me?
In her blind rage, Pike didn't even notice that she was being pulled down a hallway and into a side room. After all...
Who would possibly have the audacity to-
Alright, Pike, calm down.
Astral Blade? Astral, you fucking bastard, you know how much I hate being mare handled!
You bet I do. I also know when you're dodging questions, Pike.
Uh-oh.
Her rage evaporated, to be replaced with cold dread.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Astral fixed Pike in her sternest, steeliest gaze.
Pike, I've known you since basic, and I know when you don't want to answer something, you just whip out some horse apples. And those were some grade A horse apples.
Fuck, she's right and she knows it.
Pike didn't say anything, but Astral knew her well enough to recognize her silence as acquiescence.
And in all the time that I've known you, I've never seen you shy away from bragging about bucking some colts. And to top it all off, something's clearly been bothering you all day. So, quit being a little bastard, and tell me what's going on.
Oh no, this is horrible. This is it. This is the night Astral Blade's respect for me dies. It's...
Pike sighed wearily, and turned her eyes to the floor.
Alright, I admit it, I didn't buck him. We just hung out of my place and snuggled, and I have another date with him tomorrow. Helena, this is so embarrassing.
She immediately threw her head into her hooves. Astral's voice was heavy with disbelief.
So you, what, just had a good non-sexual time with a stallion? That's it?
Stars above! Yes, of course, that's it.
Pike felt a lump in her chest. She knew what was coming. This was the part where Astral would call her a worthless excuse of a mare and-
Pike, that's great!
A slap right on the back broke her out of her panic spiral.
What? What? I mean, here I was starting to think that you'd subside off one-night stands forever. I'm really happy for you.
What?
Astral put a reassuring hoof onto the shorter mare's shoulder.
Come on, Pike. I know your shtick is to be the macho mare, but no pony's gonna think less of you for finding a stallion that you really like and trying to woo him. Especially if he's so single that he's hanging out at a bar. I mean, that's a one-way ticket to being an alpha.
Oh, damn right I'm gonna be his alpha.
Of course! Tartus, the only reason I'd start to think less of you for something like that was if the stallion that you started seeing was willing to buck after just one night at a bar.
Pike? Well, she couldn't believe it. She had nothing to worry about this whole time.
I mean, dating a slut? I'd be worried that you lost your mind.
Pike smiled gratefully.
Thanks, Astral.
She gave Pike a beaming grin.
Hey, don't mention it.
The surgeon smiled contentedly and gave a little chuckle. Luna's teats in on being such a Jane Philly Turner into a stallion. She couldn't believe that she let herself get so worked up over nothing.
Besides, she just hung out and snuggled. It's not like you spent the night as a little spoon or something like that.
Through sheer force of will, Pike kept her smile from falling off of her face.
Could you imagine? You being the little spoon? Oh, man. That would actually be embarrassing.
Haha, yeah. It's totally humiliating. Come on, poker face, don't fail me now.
Listen, I understand if you don't want the squad knowing about this, and don't want to compromise your own mare's mare image by having a cold friend, right? I get it, so don't worry. I'll keep it on the DL.
It was a relief to know that at least she'd had Astral support. Kind of.
Thanks, you're doing me a huge favor, Astral.
Hey, what are sisters for?
Pike let out a sigh of semi-relief.
Alright, enough of this culty gossip. We need to get going. Sepulchre's probably already in the conference room and wondering where in Tartus I am.
Astral laughed.
Alright, but before we go, does this stallion of yours have a name?
As Pike thought back to him, she couldn't help but feel the genuineness return to her smile.
Anonymous.
The secret's probably gonna come out eventually, just not as of yet. Anyways, let's get on to our persuasive donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Library, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Madam S. Dan, Leslie Prickett, Drake Love Dragon, Hansa Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGot12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hadzaza, Convair, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.